views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hi, everyone. We are here, and we are live streaming in the middle of a major blizzard on the East Coast. Yes, we are right in the middle of it. So far, so good. And I did my prayers and my requests with the angels this morning, like, you know what? We're going to go for it. Because, you know what? 2018 is a manifesting year, manifesting a reality. So we're going with it. Now, I will also give you heads up, like I did Carter and Carter, my wonderful producer over on the other end. If you're calling in, he can help you out at 1-800-930-2819. I may have to clear my throat or cough a touch, so I will pull away from the mic, but, you know, Carter's going to take his headphone off, I think, would be smart. So I got a little bit of that, you know. We've been in sub-temperatures here. We don't usually receive that kind of weather here at the beach. We get very mild, a couple of inches of snow, and I mean, on record, I think there's been like three that are 10 plus. So I'm in the 8 to 10 plus level, and it's still blowing and snowing, and I'm in the blizzard section. So, you know, we're just not used to that, but here we are, and we're inside, and it's awesome. My co-host is right behind me. She doesn't seem to like the weather so much. So if for any reason we lose power, which there is a lot of that going on in the area, the audio can keep going because I can use my cell phone on that. So I'm recording this separately just in case for those that listen on YouTube or watch on YouTube or watch the Facebook live streaming, which is happening right now. We will have another recording that I can put up and, you know, we'll figure that out. But I just wanted to let you guys know, heads up, we're going to keep powering on because what are we doing? We are doing the Angel Insights for 2018. I love this one. This is the annual one where we take a quick peek into every single month, January through December. So I will be moving quick, and I want to just touch on the guidance and the energy and the influence of each month. Now, after this show today, what we will do is once a month at the beginning of the month, I keep it as close to the beginning of the month as I can, we will go through that specific month. Right now, it's a quick topic. I do it once a year. I go into asking the angels for the messages they want to send. And I've done this for several years now. And I love how when I get to that month, it's still spot on. It really is. And then there's a little bit more. So we'll go in depth each month at the beginning of the month. But today we're going to hit some highlights for 2018. It's so interesting. I'm very excited about 2018 because what was 2017? 2017 was, I saw it phrased, year of the empath, you know, year of change, dismantling, you name it, going through it, letting it go, you name it. Well, what this year is all about, now you're going to really be tapping in to your own intuitive skills, trusting your own insights. It'll start to happen easier for you, for those that choose and want it. And also, it's just a manifesting year. Now's the time to really apply yourself. And the most important aspect of that is focusing on what you want. You will find it to be a work in progress, and you'll need to practice on if your focus is, you're going off track a bit, or you're starting to fret or worry, you want to switch that out, because this is going to be quicker manifesting this year. Metaphysical guys here, if you're brand new to the show, we're talking about the energy and the dynamics behind everything. This year is a master number 11 in numerology, and 11 is manifesting and change, transformative number. Yes, just like our network's name, right? And that, to me, is fascinating. Usually, with numbers and numerology and energy, you know, you have your 11s and your 1111s you're seeing. And the more you see, like if you see 11 or 1, that has a meaning. It's change. It's shifting. And I've been seeing tons of it. I've been seeing lots of 11s. I've been seeing a lot of 10-10s. That 0 in there means you have the divine support too. I also see a lot of 3, 3, triple 3s, which means we have ascended and master teachers supporting us, and we are protected. And you don't want anything to distract you from your mission here, your soul purpose, your passion. And there's going to be plenty of it to test to see where you are that'll distract you here and there. But that's up to you whether you want it to or not. Now, another thing, we just had a full moon on January 1st. It might have been the second, depending on where you live. But January 1st full moon was in Gemini, which is the twins. And that shows a polarity and, you know, like the opposites, like light, dark, black, white, you know, positive, negative. It shows a big difference, no gray zone so much. And what I liked about that is you have a more of a clarity that came in with that. It also is, if it's not supposed to be, it won't be. It will be like magnets that don't go, you know, something like that. It's just, if it's going away, and it seemed like all of a sudden there was this major shift you were feeling and it just went wham, that's why. You know, you need to let that part go, just let it go, because it's not supposed to be. It's not there for your best interest. So here's the interesting thing too that I want to point out. Maybe in relationships, one person might be in the relationship wanting something and the other, you know, wanting to go a certain way. Big heads up here, guys. There is no controlling somebody else's choice. There's no control in where they are in their journey. You have to honor that. That's so important. And I really can see that. Like, you may see that this is what you want, but somebody else wants something else for you. Don't let that happen to you. Don't let that happen. I really want you to know that right up front for January. That's important. And because, you know, it's not about controlling. It's not about controlling somebody else and what you want for them, or them controlling you back. You have to make those choices. And what they're choosing, that's their journey. If they don't like what you're choosing, guess what? That's their journey. And one of my favorite mentors, Wayne Dyer, he always said, "I am not your opinion of me." Remember that. Remember that. Another thing is, the polarities that were popping up with that is, if there's fear, there can't be faith in the divine, even the angels being there for you. If you are worried about something, there can't be love. That's fear. Worry is a form of fear. Because where there is love, there is no fear. There is no concern something's not going to happen. Things like that. You know, it's not going to be like that. So what I want to make sure you know is, if you feel like you're getting caught in that, realize I'm not having trust that my prayers were received or that they're there for me. You may not understand the bigger picture. You may not understand the events unfolding, but they're there. they are there, and they are showing that they are there. So I will be going through several different months in each section, okay? Another thing really quickly about what was happening as we wrapped into this new year is what they're calling ascension flu. That's one of the names of it. You basically, it's all energy. You're not really having the flu, but you're having all these crazy symptoms. You might be having vertigo and all that stuff. That is your body upgrading. So, and this is what's going on out there with an explanation from the energy. DNA upgrades. I mean, we have all those strands that we're increasing to, and that's just a matter of transitioning to a higher frequency so you can handle, your body can handle a higher frequency. So you, and I'm even going through some of it right now. I feel great, but you know, I sound a little bronchial here right now. That is because that sacral chakra we talked about a few months ago, you know, that's actually needing, it's kind of getting boosted up. That is also associated with your Merkaba, which is your ascension vehicle. Think about, you know, the chariot that Elijah took up, you know, and he's kind of he became Metatron, Archangel Metatron. So that's interesting too, because we need to ascend. That's revving up a little bit. So how fascinating is that? Now for January, and I might go over and a little bit longer because I want to get this part in. January is about the abundance coming in. The abundance in everything. It's a joyful celebration of, wow, we're actually going to have a little bit of reprieve from all of the letting go and the going through the painful stuff and healing through the, you know, all the stuff. Now it's time to actually wrap your brain, actually your heart energy, around the fact that January brings in abundance. It brings in time to have a grateful, appreciative, gratitude heart. And you might not feel like that if you've got things that are just like, whoa. But are you, you know, it's there. You have to just, okay, no, I'm going to break through this. I'm going to break through this habit of always seeing the worst in everything. I'm going to just break through this. So January has a big manifesting opportunity here. Archangel Raziel kind of is a great angel to work with and ask for some assistance in that, because he really is fantastic to work with when it comes to manifesting. He will help you understand that being proactive, going and trusting and listening to those hunches and putting your focus into what you want to do, and then applying yourself, not just thinking about it all the time, not just worrying about, but if I do that, well, this and that, and this and that, and this and that. Can't go there. It's really changing. Third dimension is shifting so much that all that stuff, and that, think of third dimension as the old school way of doing things. None of that's really going to feel like it works anymore, and it's becoming more so. I'm seeing it all the time where that just doesn't work. You have to let it go. And that is fascinating for the January. It's also a grounding month. Make sure that you feel grounded, that you're not getting so scattered and overwhelmed that you're not paying attention and focused. You can do this, and this is what January brings to you. It could be abundance in monetary. It could be opportunity. It could be abundance of advice. It could be abundance in just comfort. It could be abundance in whatever it is that you need in your life. And it's not even need, that you're receiving. That's the one little trick that Raziel tells me is, it's not about what you want. It's not about what you wish. It's about what you are. So you have to go into a mode of, I deserve this. I really deserve to have this break. I really deserve this opportunity. And then keep going with that thought. It's kind of an affirmative thing, because energy works with that. The more you focus on a particular thought will help you shift it. So I have been practicing this for years, and some people, you know, they get all skeptical because they try it once or twice and it doesn't work for them. It does. It does. You have to really apply and you have to practice. It is a practicing thing. It is a way of life. You'll change how you'll respond to things. And it's not very easy. I mean, you have a tendency to go, oh, and then you have to go, stop, wait, nope, not doing that. And I do it to myself. I stop myself. That's what January is, okay? I want you to know about that. In the entire year, about the manifesting and the number 11, that energy is not just January, but the entire year, okay? So we're going to take a short break right now. When we come back, I'm going to start really going through the months. This was a little bit of an overview here we had for the whole year. And we started with January, but now we need to show you some insights. It will help you see and unfold how you want to work that into your plan for your life. And remember, anything's possible this year. This is the year that we can practice receiving miracles and manifesting them into our life. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening, or you might be watching our live video stream. And I want to welcome everybody that is in the video chats to the Jen Royster Show, and we will be right back after the break.
Don't you wish you had more joy in your life? Check out the new book by Robert Max Schoenfeld, For the Love of Joy, a 30-day adventure for creating joy in your life, because you deserve more joy, more love, more health, more abundance, and more life. Available now on Amazon. Get your copy today. Visit theartofpowerfulliving.com. That's theartofpowerfulliving.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days, because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
If you have been struggling with fear and anxiety, you know how debilitating these emotions can be. You constantly doubt yourself. You can't make decisions and feel more and more insecure and stuck. Dr. Friedman Schaub's book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, will provide you with the insights and tools to break through these challenges. Through a step-by-step process, Dr. Schaub explains how to resolve the subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety and build a strong foundation of inner peace and confidence. Visit www.thefearandanxietysolution.com and get your copy now.
Order your copy of Dr. Friedman Schaub's The Fear and Anxiety Solution today. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com for more information.
And welcome back to the show. If you're just tuning in, Happy New Year to everyone. 2018 is a great year, guys, and you want to wrap your hearts and your mind around that and go positive, positive, positive. Did I say positive? That's what this year is about. And hello to everyone that's joining us in chat over on YouTube live streaming. If you want to see some of the video live streaming, we have that YouTube at Jen Royster. It's also, that one is on my website at jenroyster.com. Just go to the talk show page. And our network, transformationtalkradio.com, is live streaming on Facebook. I did share that to my Facebook pages if you're on my Facebook pages, so it's all out there. And, you know, for the audio people, hello to you too. So here we go. We did January on the first segment. Let's talk about February. Now we're going to talk about Archangel Metatron a little bit more. The Chariot. He is, you know, known with that chariot. The Chariot actually represents your Merkaba that I was talking about in the first segment. So this is a good one too, because this means if you want to, with your manifesting abilities this year, this is the month that will feel successful in balancing recent challenges, you know, whatever's been just lingering. You'll be feeling better about making your decisions, because what is a chariot? It's a mode of travel to ascend to a higher frequency. So you're going to feel more accepting of yourself. That's a great way to do it. That's making sense to me. And you know, respect and gratitude for who you are, and you're ready to go. You're ready for your journey. February has that, in, you know, and that's Archangel Metatron if you want to work on that. He also is pretty good with manifesting, but he's very much about ascension. Third dimension, remember, that's the old world that nobody's happy in, really, you know, or we're just feeling so miserable in it, and we're seeing it fall apart. You need to shoot higher. Shoot for fifth. You'll transition in the fourth, but that's where you're going to feel that you've got your peace. And manifesting this year is a little kind of a taste of it. It's already here, so it's going to be easier for you to connect to that. So I really like that one. You want to celebrate joy every month, actually. You'll find that's easier in February, but you'll also find that if you really apply, you can do that in January as well. Now let's go on to March. March is more of a celebration again. See, I know. It's like, really? Every single month is that good? Well, that's what they've told me. And I've been working on this, actually. This whole show, I've been working on this for a little bit because I meant to do it last week. We had, you know, an unexpected thing there. But we are here doing it now. So I've been really applying and studying this one. But yeah, every single month keeps coming up like this. This one is like the announcements. You might want to announce some things that you want to do. You know, celebrations, announcements. Do you have a business venture you want to announce? Do you want to start your business? It's interesting because it's the third month, it's March, and you know, that's kind of the one that's represented by Aries, and so that's a go-getter, move forward one too. But Archangel Jophiel came in on that month, March, which is all about positive, positive, positive. If you have a really big, out of the box, out of your comfort zone adventure, journey, project that you want to launch, Jophiel will keep you positive about it, which will be more beneficial to you in manifesting that. Remember, manifesting the whole year. So you want to make sure you're manifesting what you want. Gabriel also came in for that month, and I loved that one because we want to be able to communicate clearly. We want to be able to listen clearly. We want to understand messages that are coming in for us from our higher self, from our guides, from our angels, in what we want to do. So when that one came in, I went, wow. So for the first 3 months, the angels in general, the overall theme was celebrate, celebrate, have joy, think positive. I mean, it almost sounded, whoa, that's like over the top. But you know what? It is too good to be true. It is that good. It's that good to be true. It's not like, don't let that skeptic think, oh, it can't be. Yes, it can be. that's the biggest thing that you'll feel challenged and tripped up by, because you want to move into that way of thinking versus, well, it's never worked that way for me before. You know, all that kind of stuff. That's gone. That kind of went out the window with 2017, guys. So think about that. Think about that. I know I get excited about this because who doesn't like some good news, right? I mean, this is awesome to me. So I'm just loving it. So I'm going to keep moving because now we're into April. And I want to make sure I get through all 12 months. April is going to be the one where you might be feeling a challenge to make a decision, okay? This is also the one that you might have conflicting, you know, emotions or thoughts. So you might be going back and forth a little bit. You had 3 months of yay, and then you might be feeling like you're going back into the other. Not to worry, not to worry. It's going to challenge, and it's kind of a, I guess a way to look at it is it might be testing to see where you, how strong you are in your positive that you worked on for 3 months. But it's not a negative here, guys. It isn't. Wonderful angels came in for that month. Archangel Michael, when the fear starts creeping in, yes, when the fear starts creeping in, you start second guessing yourself, you start worrying and fretting. You want to ask him to help you take that away and redirect your focus. All that's going to do is distract you and throw you off, and then you're going to be, you know, taken and derailed, basically. Don't let anything derail you. Don't let yourself derail you. Don't let anybody else derail you. Because, I know. You feel like, that's always happening to me. Maybe it used to. And you can choose to keep doing that, but choose differently. Choose differently for a different outcome, right? Choose differently. So here we go. We had three angels come in for this one, and I loved it because they really want to hold you and support you. It's more of the element of air for April, and April is actually an earth month, grounded, but this one is coming in with like a lot of mental and thinking and over-processing. That's kind of the month that it is. You don't want to avoid making a choice. You want to trust that you can make the right one. You want to have faith in what keeps repeatedly coming to you. That's what the angels have told me. Archangel Gabriel also came in for that month as well for communication clarity. Also for creative. Gabriel's very creative. Helps with creative outlets and helps you think out of the box and come up with a new solution, et cetera, et cetera. And Raguel, that might be a better way to say it. Archangel Raguel came in as well. And I love that one because if you feel that there's conflict somewhere in your life or you're struggling with, you know, a resolution to something, Raguel can find a way to do that in harmony for everybody. And remember, don't feel that you're oppressed under somebody else's opinion. That you don't need to be. You just don't need to be. You need to be in what's right for you. Remember, when January 1st kind of rolled around with that full moon, it split the two frequencies further apart. So it's not going to be so easy to be back and forth. You're going to be one or the other. And if something just feels like it's falling out of your life, let it. I know. You might have some emotions. You might have a hard time with that, but that's important. And one more. Let's see. Where are we? Oh, yes. So let me make sure I'm doing that one right. So don't let the conflicting emotions just consume your thoughts. And now you're going to get all caught in this big cycle of fretting and worrying. And guess what? That's not doing. That's not manifesting what you want. So I want to give you a heads up on that one, because when it comes around, and it may even come around in some of the other months, make sure you stop and you go, no, we're not doing that. Nope, we're not doing that again, because we want a different outcome. We are already seeing the problem resolved. Now, with every single month, as always, if you feel use your discernment. Let me put it this way. Use your discernment. And use whatever you do to protect and shield yourself, because you deserve to feel safe. I need you to hear me on that. You deserve to feel safe and protected. And angels are phenomenal for doing that. I do that all the time. Like, you know, just if you feel like you're getting worn down or you need to rest, let them watch your back. You know, they'll do it every day, but, you know, work with them. That's what they're there for. They're there to support us in our life journey, life purpose. So I want you to know that. So where are we? Let's see. I think I'm going to do one more and then we'll take a break. Let's go into May. May is eight. It's an eight vibe. And eight's kind of interesting. It's kind of the infinity, and it's also associated with abundance. Three angels also came in with that month. Archangel Michael, he's great every day, right? Because he keeps you feeling safe. He protects you. He's your guardian. Excuse me. And then there was your guardian angel, which is supervised by Michael. Don't forget about your guardian angels. Your guardian angels are with you in your energy field from the moment you're born till the moment you leave here. So they're always there for you. They're a great assistance to you. That's a great month to know that you have Michael and your guardian angel with you. And that doesn't mean why. Why is all the guard? See, that's going pessimistic. I know. I can hear you guys out there sometimes. And then if you start to feel like you're getting, you know, worried, they're there to help you. Now, this is when it starts to really ramp up for the manifesting for the year is in May. So it's kind of like, hold on, because it's going to really start moving faster. Yep. And all that work you've been doing, you're just like, all of a sudden, wham, you might feel like, oh my gosh, I'm going so fast. Go, you know, just take deep breaths. Don't forget, meditation is a very important aspect of a way of life that you're going to want to practice on a daily basis. Higher frequencies are much easier to process and help your body if you just stay in 2 or 5 minutes. That's all you need. 2 to 5 minutes is just closing your eyes and just be. There is no rule to that. You don't have to do this big fancy thing. Just be and just be still for a minute. When you're frenzied and running all around, you feel like you can't stop. Yes, you can. You absolutely can. Because this is the year where all the rules are going to start changing and for a higher frequency. So it's going to be a lot of fun for those working on their intuitive skills. You will find that they will be coming in much stronger. And I love that. That's very fascinating. And, you know, let's see, what else? It's going to feel good that you're actually going to start, you know, wow, dreams do come true. That kind of thing. Dreams do come true. Yeah, this is for everybody, guys, because it's up to you to choose that you want to be a part of this. And that's why I just feel so happy and excited to bring this in, because it's been, you know, we've been feeling it, but we've already done all that. We're going to get a little bit of reprieve this year so we can work on some things. So I love that. And it's kind of put it that January 1st that put in that distancing. So it's separating us a little bit more from what we were dealing with last year. It will help us so we can focus more on these positives, and that's making it a lot easier. You might just find that things are just not bothering you the way they used to. And one more angel came in for May, and that was Archangel Ariel. Archangel Ariel, I love when you feel that you need a little extra courage. You know, are you just, okay, I really want to step out of the box, and I'm so fascinated by trying something new, but I'm so scared and so nervous. Archangel Ariel is the one to ask. She's just like fearless, absolutely fearless. You will feel this strength come through that you're like, oh, it wasn't that scary. You know, that's not that bad. So give that a try with those three angels. And you know, we're going to stop here, I think. Let's take a break before we go into June. We have 6 more months. And I also have one email that I will read, and I believe it's more associated with one of the other months, but we will read that email and answer that question. I am Dr. Jen. You are listening, or you might be watching the Jen Royster Show, and we will be right back after the break.
Hey, did you know why they call the foundation the foundation? It's called the foundation because it completely eliminates your foundation for what you thought your reality was and creates a whole new space where you can have an entirely new reality that is foundationless. So from my point of view, they should call it the unfoundation or the foundationlessness. Either way, there's a big new global rewrite happening again because these guys cannot stop changing. There should be like a Change Anonymous that Gary and Dane go to. And it's happening April 28th to May 1st. You can find out about it at accessconsciousness.com/global foundation. It's happening in Paris. Go to Paris or do it online or find a pod near you. These are all the options you have. And what else is possible?
Winning at the game of money. Lynn Brown is now offering Full Spectrum Finance, a progressive 12-month program that will help you to navigate through the mechanics of financial expansion. Finally, a financial planner who looks at the full spectrum of money and abundance. Engage you in the mental, physical, and energetic aspects of finance. This is Full Spectrum Finance. Are you ready to get into it? For more information, go to fullspectrumfinance.com.
Tune in to the hit show, Raging Skillet Radio, mouthing off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Best-selling author, spiritual life, and business coach Joe Nunziata brings his higher energy and no-nonsense style to people who are ready to make powerful changes now. Wake up, step up, power up with a shot of Joe. Join Joe the second and fourth Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern for 30 minutes of high energy, no-nonsense, and powerful tools to make powerful changes. Visit joenunz.com. That's joenunz.com.
And welcome back. We are halfway through the year 2018. We're going month by month with the angel guidance for each month. So this guidance is really, it's a kind of specific on in that particular month, which angel would be really useful to help you. And you could really, if you don't know which one, and we always have these recorded, if you want to go back and listen later and take some notes, ask your guardian angel. They'll get you to the right one. It's kind of like hitting the first level there. But that's what they are there for. It's great. So we're going to go quick because I want to get these in. Now, we have June. June is when it's really cool and changes up a bit. So now you're going to feel that abundance flowing. We're halfway through. Great. It's like significant. Significant on what you've been working on, what you've been focusing on. You will really see start to move and start pouring into your life. The three angels that came in for June, Archangel Michael, of course, because you want to feel safe. You don't want to second guess any of those lower negative energies or thoughts. Tell him to help you separate from them so you'll stay on track. Archangel Samuel. I love that one. And you know why? He is great as a really a career counselor, a life counselor. He's great for that. He'll kind of work with you so it's not overwhelming one step of the way. And he brings about a peaceful, calm, relaxed vibe that brings you into, okay, you know, oh, this is, I'm going to be able to do this. June, you know, it'll be a little bit more like if you're starting those ventures or they're launching or you're really starting to work on some things, you know, doing your homework, et cetera, et cetera. And then also, which, you know, this doesn't happen very often. And excuse me. We had basically in general a group of angels come in for this month, the Abundance Angels. I know, the Abundance Angels. That's really cool. So June has got a lot going on in a very positive way. Like I said, really the whole year is that way. And then we have July. We have July coming in, and that one goes back to Archangel Raziel because we want to go in. Raziel, when you work with him, it's more of going internal, going and listening, going and connecting into your higher self to work on your intuition and to listen to that. So that's important. And it's not to feel, you know, separated from life, but when you're out there busy and look at all this activity that's going on with this abundance building in whatever area you need this whole year, this is a good time to take a moment. It's kind of like a vacation. Yeah, kind of like a vacation to go inward and take a quiet time so you can listen for what's next in the second half and to just recalibrate and restore. So it's not like, oh, why am I going all in there for that? No. You want to be silent. You want to experience. Basically, it's going inside to be quiet and experience joy from the inside. I know. I just love all this stuff. This is fantastic to me, and I'm very excited about it. If you're seeking the truth or the answers for you, they're going to be within you. That's what they've been saying. That's what they've been saying. So, really quick, I want to go to an email that was written. And this is going to be, I hope, this whole entire show. And the good news is about this is a really positive year for everything. And this comes from, I think it was Vancouver, British Columbia. And this is Dada, and she writes, Dr. Jen, I really would love some supporting guidance from angels, please. As much as I love to leave old year problems behind, I have two separate arbitrations carried over to a new year. This is due to a long wait schedule. Right there, I want to stop and say, Dada, that's because this is going to be a much better year for all of that to get sorted out. Long story short, it was a good thing that it got carried over. Good thing for you. And because it's a manifesting month, she wants to know how they're going to turn out. And I'm going to have to shorten it a little bit long, but basically, she wants to know how they're going to turn out. One's already in process. She's not sure about the second one. This is the year to keep your focus on a peaceful, harmony, balanced resolution for everyone involved. And you work with Archangel Raguel that I was talking about earlier. That one is going to be fantastic for you. And honestly, this is the year that you want to be dealing in. So really, this one is going to give you a lot more positive approaches this year than last year did. Last year was kind of rough on everybody, but this year is going to work for you so much better in this. So I want you to see that carryover was a positive for you. So I do want you to know that. So I'm going to go back. Where was I? Oh, I did July. So we just have a few more. Let me do, quickly, I don't know if I have enough time, but quickly we have for August, we have that one is Archangel Michael. And that one is, it's time to get busy, get serious. Okay. You're going to be getting organized, and he is great for keeping keeping you organized in business ventures. Michael, that's the main thing for August that I wanted to say quickly before break. He is very, he's great. He's very good for business organization. Maybe it's just a task in your personal life that you really need to change. Very good for organizing and keeping you in the game that way. So you're creative. This is an interesting year because we're using a lot of creative energy, which is right-brained, but our logic and our reason and our organization is left-brain. Michael will help you with that because you will be able to use both sides of your brain and you won't feel spinny, okay? He can help you with that. So that's mainly what August is about with Michael. And with that, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to do that last half of the year, September, October, November, December, in the last segment. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show, or you're watching our video live stream, and we will be right back after the break.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant, Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters N-R-G.com.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
And welcome back to the last segment. We have four more months of 2018 to go through, so let me get started. If you're just tuning in, we're going through the whole year for the angel guidance month by month. So September, let's go to September. This one, again, exciting opportunities. It's fiery. It has a fire element to it, which is go, 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 and, you know, movement, creativity, inspiration, career possibility. I was like, wow, I mean, the whole year. And it's time to embrace the new invention. You know, if you have something that you really, really want to do by September, you should be really feeling it. You should have been feeling it by the middle, like June. But you don't have to wait till these months to feel any of it. But if you had any hesitation at all through the year, by the time you get to September, you want to go for it. Archangel Gabriel comes in for that month because Gabriel, again, communications, listening clearly, communicating clearly, not being afraid to go out of the box, being creative, enjoying being creative and being out of your comfort zone, trying something new. Perfect angel to work with on that. Love that angel for that. So October. October is now it's time to feel like you're being rewarded. You have some peace. You can say, wow, I did a really good job. And you want to kind of calm down a little bit and feel that a little bit. Feel that abundance that you've created for yourself with all those manifesting skills you've been learning this year. And feeling the satisfaction that you did a job well done. Yes. You want to give yourself some kudos for that. you work hard on your manifesting, I'm telling you, this is the year to jump into that. This is the Master 11 year. Remember that. Now, you've gone through your obstacles. You got through them just fine. You saw how much better and how much clearer you see your vision for your life the way you want it. So October is going to be another restoration month, kind of like that vacation month with Shamuel. Shamuel has a very peaceful energy. Remember, one step at a time. It also slows you down. Great month to have a little bit of meditation time. Every day really is, but just know that that one will feel like, wow, look at all I accomplished this year. I think I'm going to kick back and take a breath. It's okay to do that, guys. It's really okay. Let's go into November. November, Archangel Jophiel, positive, remember, and Archangel Raphael. That's the healing angel. Now, this one is so you're not beating yourself up and going through a little bit of weird stuff, you know. If your ego's starting to get in the way, Jophiel, hey, can we be a little bit more positive? If it's not, you know, watch out for that. Just this is because these come in every now and then. Remember, we only had one other month that felt kind of funny like that. But they come in because you practice all this wonderful stuff. A month like that comes in, you're going to see and be able to gauge how you navigate through things like that, and you'll be doing it differently. You have to know where you are. And you might at first go, oh, I did it again. But you'll stop quicker and you'll change it back over faster. So they're not negative, really. They're actually, it's kind of like taking a progress test. Okay. Think of it that way, a progress test. You know, if you're feeling the anxieties or you're feeling the second guessing or you feel like your mood swings are a little bit weird, ask Archangel Raphael to bring you some calming, healing thoughts. Jophiel with Raphael, that's awesome. If you start to feel down in the dumps or you start going that way, those two together, you got the positives with Jophiel and then you have Raphael with healing, and it's just very gentle. And you'll feel repetitive nudges with Raphael to do something different. So just know that. We have one more month because I got to stay on track before we go off the air here. This one is December. December is Archangel Gabriel again. See, Gabriel's coming in a lot for this year because it's a creating year. Very creative, out-of-the-box year. And this one is, don't forget to enjoy your life. Enjoy your life with yourself. Enjoy life with other people. Don't forget to celebrate. Don't forget to have gratitude, to give, to share, to appreciate, let someone help you. You help someone else in need. It's about solving problems efficiently because all this year you have learned some incredible manifesting skills that you will continue to use moving forward into the next few years. But this year really kind of is a reprieve year to help you get your training wheels off on that. Start trusting yourself better. So then when it's, you know, flowing differently, you'll be fine. And by then your frequency is going to be high, that your reality is going to be exactly what you have created for yourself. This is a wonderful year for you. It is for me. It is for you. It is for anybody. So make sure you're kind of making sure you're working on your own. Don't worry about what somebody else is doing. And don't worry if they're worried about what you're doing, okay? That's what they've got to resolve and figure out. Remember that. Don't forget, fear and love cannot coexist in the same space. Truth and faith, same thing. And with that, you guys, I am wishing you so many blessings and so much love so you can go out and create the life of your dreams. So get started because we are right at the beginning. You want to make the most of this year. Absolutely. Don't hold those dreams away hidden. Use this time to do it. And wow, that was a lot. And we went fast. Yes, we did. But I wanted to give you a glimpse into every single year. That's really important. And with that, we're about out of time. So if you guys want to check out and catch our live streams, if you're listening to our archive, you can go to jenroyster.com, JenRoyster.com. I have all the information there. Or our network, transformationradio.com. And we're here every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern or 8 a.m. Pacific. I love you guys, and I wish you so much love. And we will see you here next time on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.